Now you're about to hear some art come alive right before your very ears. We're really excited that we were able to put this together for you during our Youth Expression Showcase. At East Liberty Presbyterian Church, the beautifully restored church in East Liberty, there is the Hope Academy, and its CEO, not the CEO you're thinking about, but the Community Engagement Orchestra. And we have a member of the orchestra here with us this morning. Her name is Bethan Neely, and she's 16. We'll talk with her in a moment, but before doing that, I thought we would listen to her play. Federico Garcia is here as well, who is the music director. I'll turn it over to them, and then we'll talk a little bit. So we welcome Bethan and Federico. Thank you very much. And Bethan, welcome, first of all. It's nice to have you here.
I'm glad to be here.
Where do you go to school?
I'm homeschooled.
And are you from East Liberty?
I actually live in Monroeville.
Oh, great. So. And I grew up in Churchill, so I know Monroeville quite well. Mm-hmm. Do you know, when I was growing up, between Road I Road and 22, mm-hmm. and the Miracle Mile Shopping Center,
yeah,
there was nothing. Can you believe that?
No.
There was, I remember the construction of the Monroeville Mall, and there was maybe one or two businesses, along that entire strip.
Wow.
And when you see it now, it's like, I don't think there's nothing there at all.
Yeah,
it's
pretty not at much, all.
And it's amazing how that's all grown up. When did you start playing piano?
I started playing piano when I was 4.
Wow, that's a long time, and it still captivated you. What do you like about playing?
I like playing all sorts of different kinds of music. It's fun.
And how did you learn?
Well, first I started learning by ear, so I would play things, and like my teacher would show me what notes to play, and I would hear them and learn that way. And then I started to learn how to read music when I was a little older.
Now, the piece you just played, can you tell me what that was excerpted from?
It's a Schubert F minor Fantasia for two pianists.
Well, it sounded great. Now, I understand you get a chance to play organ as
mm-hmm.
well.
And yeah.
Tell me a bit about that.
Playing the organ, it's a really cool instrument. Like, most people don't expect someone to play the organ. It's really different, and it's kind of confusing because when people see it, it has a whole bunch of keyboards, and there's a keyboard for the feet and lots of knobs and levers everywhere, and it looks really confusing.
And we're talking about a big church organ. Do mm-hmm. you actually get to play the organ that's in East Liberty Presbyterian Church?
I do. I get to play it a lot, actually. I have my lessons there, and I've played it in recitals a couple times.
Wow. What What do you do with your feet exactly? The impression I always got was that must be pumping air, but I'm not really sure. I know in a piano it would be providing different resonances and sustaining mm-hmm. notes. Is that similar in an organ?
Well, they don't really pump the air anymore. They used to have little children that did that, but now they have machines and stuff. There's a whole other keyboard down there with your feet that you play, so you can play notes and things.
I remember that, like these wooden sharps and naturals that you can see. It does look like a keyboard. Mm-hmm. I can remember as a little kid wanting to get down there and jump on those things.
Yeah.
Did you ever feel that way too growing up?
Sometimes.
Well, let's meet with you is Federico Garcia. And tell me a little bit about the orchestra and its mission.
Okay. Well, first of all, thanks for having us here.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
The piece we just played with Bethan comes from a lesson or a series of lessons that we're having because, as you heard, she started playing when she was 4, and that must be close to how long I have been playing. So she has as much experience playing the piano and reading music as I do. So what we do in our lessons is they're actually called accompaniment lessons, or it's just generally a way of understanding music to be able to accompany or to be able to solo if she needs to solo and so on. So she was accompanying me. It's obviously a beautiful piece, and we decided to showcase it here. So the nice part of that is that since we've been working together in that, I can count on Bethan to accompany the orchestra, which is a great thing. We have the opportunity of having someone play that beautiful organ that you were referring to at the church while the orchestra is playing. And you know that the organ is always in tune, and when Bethan is playing it, it's always right. So it's a great help for the orchestra to have the backbone. Because the whole point of it, the LCO, the East Liberty Community Engagement Orchestra, is that we have to go back to or not go back, but like we have to do something about the fact that when you're playing the violin or the flute or a quote-unquote classical instrument, there is years of drilling and just doing drills and scales and learning notes and learning how to read before you can even have fun. And that costs a lot of people that leave. I mean, it's very easy. I mean, you know, children want to quit all the time. And I can understand that because, yeah, it's you're training in a language that you're not going to get to speak until years later. So that's the whole point of the orchestra. No matter how much of a beginner you are, you're welcome in the orchestra. We will write music for you, and we will show you that it is fun and remind you that it's always fun to play music.
What a cool idea, because I was thinking to play together on a keyboard, people usually think of two very adroit players or compositions that were written for four hands and two people. But here, you can actually share time with somebody and play together. And it might be the case where somebody who's just learning. And actually, as I think about it, I used to play with my mother this way sometimes, as I would play a left-handed part, maybe using both of my hands and keeping it going because I was not very dexterous, and she would play another part. But it was a way to help me get better without getting bored mm-hmm. or feeling like I wasn't making music beyond simple scales or beyond simply playing the same way. And then to be able to do that with an entire orchestra and to be part of that is a great thing. I want to talk more about the kinds of people that are in the orchestra, but why don't we listen to something else? Bethan, what would you like to play next?
I have the second movement of a Beethoven sonata that I would like to play.
Our pleasure. If you're just joining us, and just take a moment and we'll regroup there. If you're just joining us, Bethan Neely is here. You also heard the voice of Federico Garcia. They are representing the Hope Academy's East Liberty Community Engagement Orchestra. And here again, Bethan will play. was breathtaking, Bethan. That was Bethan Neely. And have you? What year are you going into now?
I'm going to be a senior in high school.
I was wondering, and I see that 4-year colleges book. I don't know if that's yours.
I don't know.
I think that's just there because it's a nice thick book.
Yeah.
But have you been thinking about life after high school?
I have been thinking about college a lot, actually, recently. And I'm going to go to college to study pipe organ, as we mentioned before.
And where would you do that, do you think?
A lot of music schools have pipe organs. It's kind of a secret. I guess people don't really realize it, but most music schools have pipe organs. People just kind of think, oh, I don't know what those are doing there, but they're there. You just have to look in the right places.
And it sounds like, I mean, would you have known about the pipe organ as an instrument to focus on without the orchestra? Is that how you first were introduced to it, or is it something you wanted to try even before joining the orchestra?
Well, before joining the orchestra, I had started playing the organ, but it's fun playing it with the orchestra. I started when I heard the organ at church, and I just thought it was a cool thing to try, and I didn't realize that there was this whole world out there. And Hope Academy, I started my organ lessons through Hope Academy. And then when they started the orchestra, I started playing with them.
Now, I'm curious, and Federico, you can join us too. I'm curious about the sort of the number of people, but also the range of ages and abilities in the orchestra. And either of you can tell me about that. Maybe Federico is the, let me be sure I have a microphone on for you. It looks like indeed I do. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, in fact, it wasn't as easy as she's making it sound to have Bethan play with the orchestra. I had to convince her for a few months, bring her on, because it can be frustrating for the people who can play very well, because there are other people in the orchestra that can't, that are just starting, and that means that there will be a lot of repetition, and we'll try stuff again, and the music itself cannot be very very complicated I don't know what the word is. Complicated. I wanted to say interesting, but no, actually.
I know what you mean.
All the music is interesting.
Well, I think all of us like to be challenged, right? And so if it's not challenging, you might not feel a sense of engagement. But it's another kind of challenge to play in a community orchestra, right?
Yeah. So that ties into your question about the range. Yeah, the range is everything, from absolute beginners to accomplished musicians like Bethan, like with more than 10 years playing.
How old are the youngest musicians?
I think there's a 6-year-old. There was a 6-year-old last year.
And the oldest?
Percussion. And the oldest, well, the orchestra is not only children. It's also also members of a community, especially if the parents of the children who are in the orchestra. If they play something, they're also welcome to play in the orchestra. So there are a few violinists who are parents of some of the members. Two of the guitars are also parents. One of our French horn players is an adult, and she's great. And I wanted to say it's really nice to have those adults in the orchestra scattered among them, because it's hard to deal with 30 children who might be getting frustrated and who might be getting bored. And it's been really great to have those parents there.
Well, I would really like us to have additional musicians. We'll schedule more, I hope, with you. Are there concerts that are put on for the community to hear? And anything scheduled, or is there something soon that we can look forward to?
Well, let's see. Every year, the big concert every year happens around Valentine's Day. It's a Love and All That Jazz concert. That's a big event of the Hope Academy. It showcases everything, and it also invites groups from Pittsburgh, like professional groups. So that will be in February sometime. And the orchestra is planning. I want to have kind of a Christmas themed concert. So in fact, I'm arranging some of a Nutcracker for that. So there isn't a date right now. I mean, that's, as I said, the main event that we always plan every year is in February. I want to have an extra one, so I will be telling you if that happens. I will be letting you know.
Please, I hope you will. And if you go to hopeacademyarts.com, you can learn more about the orchestra. Maybe you would like to join the orchestra. And I'm sure you can get additional information. And I suspect that you needn't be a member of the church to join the orchestra. It's open to the entire community. I know a little bit about the principles under which this particular church operates, and it's meant to engage the community and to bring people of all faiths and all backgrounds together. The East Liberty Community Engagement Orchestra, LCEO, or LCO. Is that, do you call it LCO?
I think people call it different things, but yeah, I think we say LCO, yeah.
Now, we have, if you'd like to play one more selection, we have time to do that. Would you like to share one more thing?
Sure.
And before you do so, let me just ask, this will be our last chance to talk. Do you have anything else you'd like to mention that I didn't bring up?
Well, I was thinking it's the Hope Academy of Music and the Arts. That's the full name of it. And so it's not only music. There is also a theater. There's a big Shakespeare program.
Oh,
so,
terrific.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing in general for the arts and for the children.
Excellent. And Bethan, is there anything else you wanted to mention?
I just wanted to say that Hope Academy is a wonderful place, and other than the orchestra, there's many other musical groups, so you can have classical music and more popular music and all types of music, and it's really fun to have that variety.
I did forget to do the shout-out thing. I don't know if you want to acknowledge any family members that might be tuned in from afar or nearby or listening online or anybody, but is there anybody who's...
I think my little sister Isel's probably listening. So, hi, Isel. She plays the French horn in LCO as well.
Hi, Isel.
Very and she good. Started when she could only play two notes. She started with the orchestra.
Wow.
I played. That was my high school instrument, the French horn. So I teach Isel, and I convinced her to join the orchestra, even though she could play only two notes.
Oh, that's great. Well, if you could share a few measures or a section. It looks like you have a Bach piece
sure.
out.
Yeah, I'm going to play a Courant by Bach.
Bethan, thank you very much. And Frederico and Claudia.
Thank you for having us.
Bethan's mom, and I hope we'll see you again soon. You can get more information at hopeacademyarts.org, the Hope Academy of Music and Arts. And thank you for being with us today.